We are right surrounded by these mountains, and if it ever hits in here, it's going to really do the damage.
Well, that's what they say about Chattanooga. If one should ever happen to form
right over that thing,
it'll just run around and around,
and it'll just tear up everything in there. And that's exactly what it'll do here if it ever gets into
there. You know, when they had all that flood, they were very worried about the dam in Chattanooga.
Oh, I know it. I know.
I was trying to think. My parents, of course, live. Everybody in Hickson lives above the dam, but I sure was glad of it when I thought about it. They said that if the dam broke, the entire downtown Chattanooga would be under something like 40 feet of water.
40 feet?
That's what they said. Not permanently, but just when the
when it
came
broke
through, yeah.
Well, it'd kill everybody, or they'd drown
there. And of course, that right where Chattanooga's built, I remember my granddad, who was a native of Chattanooga, he could remember before the Chickamauga Dam was built, he used to be a railroad telegrapher, and he said that he has seen water up to the second floor of the Reed House Hotel there in Chattanooga. He saw people climbing out of the second story windows and getting in the boats. So it must be a pretty low area right now.
Yes, it must be.
But you know, when you come around the freeway, you're right there on the water.
Right
all
there on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, this little flood down here, and I said honestly, of course, being a native here, the Tennessee River, so many people, you know, fuss about the dams, but I said, my stars, if they hadn't had the dams, there's no telling what it would have done
here.
Because I have seen many times, and I will never forget one time that the water was backed up all the way back to back past Lily Flag, way back this way, and back to Weatherly Road there's a little store, and that to Farley, it came all the way back there, and we rode down to see it then, and that water was up, and there was a gentleman from here who had a little skiff, and he was riding everybody out into that water. And, of course, I've seen the river many times when it was just all over the place. And if it had been that way this time, and with the rain that we had, I don't know what it would have really, and why people can't understand those things and don't count their blessings for what they did have.
But that they're all griping about TVA.
Oh, heavens.
Over there in Florence, everybody was angry at TVA.
Well, you know, I couldn't understand that. I said, honestly, if they had, they let that water through, but if all that water had gotten into where it was, everybody would have been flooded out.
I haven't understood it either.
And that's another thing that I can't understand about TVA and the prices of electricity. You know, people gripe and they fuss, and they fume about me closing these things in. But they fume about TVA, and I just can't understand why people are going to gripe about everything under the shining sun.
They're just trying to do it, huh? What if the door is open and you don't want it open, you might ask somebody to what?
Close it.
Okay. And the kind of house that's built, not out of brick, but it's built out of boards that will run this way and lap over. You ever hear that called siding or weatherboarding or anything like that?
I've heard it called siding. Weatherboarding too, for that matter, but siding mostly.
Okay. What about the part of the house that keeps the rain off of it?
Roof.
Okay. And